piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. As spring approaches, the winter is fading away at long last.
Thank goodness.
Yes, we want to be eating nice green stuff that's popping up with spring, but spring takes forever to get here. What is it that we can have now? I want it now. I'm tired of these root vegetables. What is it I should have?
Well, if you don't mind buying vegetables that have been imported that haven't had time yet to spring up.
Something that was shipped 10,000 miles on an airplane.
Well, it doesn't have to be 10,000 miles. It could be 1,200 miles or something like that. We all aim to eat locally. But if you can't wait, asparagus is certainly available.
Ah, that's it, asparagus.
Very easy to work with. If your asparagus spears are fairly substantial, then you snap off the ends, the woody ends. You can peel the rest of it or not, as you choose. I tend to peel my asparagus because I don't want any fiber. I want to be able to eat the whole spear, except for that tough root end. And then I will steam it. If I have the energy, I'll make a hollandaise sauce. If not, I'll have some butter handy or lemon juice, a vinaigrette, and then it becomes a salad. You can have a whole plate of asparagus salad.
You know, it's curious. Practically one of the first vegetables that you would get like this turns out to be this glorious vegetable, which is one of the aristocrats of the vegetable world.
It is. Really. It is. It's the queen of vegetables.
Yes. I agree with you. Well, what else can you get?
Well, you can get spinach.
Spinach is an early producer.
It's a very early vegetable. And I like a spinach that's not those little baby spinach leaves that you can buy already in the supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
I like a spinach that's got body to it. I want a variety that's got a fairly large leaf and it's got structure.
Yeah.
A sauté is wonderful. Olive oil, garlic, heat it up. Add handfuls of the spinach that are well washed, and if the stems are tough, break them off. I find that early spinach, the stems are not tough at all.
No.
Stir them into the hot oil and garlic, and as they get wilted, add more and more and more and more, and then once you've added enough, pile it on a plate and eat it. If you want it creamed, then add some cream, and then keep cooking it down until the cream has been all absorbed by the leaves. If you like a lot of butter in your spinach, then switch from olive oil to butter, and then add some more butter and keep cooking it until the butter has actually soaked into the leaves as well. And for a salad, use the spinach raw. Mix it in with other salad greens, like arugula, which is also a nice spring green.
Well, if you're one of those excessive personalities, which we all love and appreciate, you can eat as much spinach as you want.
Yes,
darling.
You can.
Just eat as much as you want. A bushel if you can choke it down. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to be great for you. So have as much as you want. And this is one of those things you can really gorge on if you're up for it. How about sugar snap peas?
Oh, I love sugar snap peas. You don't need to do anything with them. All you need to do is pop them in your mouth. You can de-string them.
That's true.
But they make great crunch, a great snack. Again, if you want to have something fancier, you can have a dip. A blue cheese dip is really very nice. And then you can dip the sugar snap pea into it and then bite it off and you have a lovely little appetizer. No cooking involved. If you want to cook, I would say, again, a very quick sauté with either butter or olive oil. You know, John, how much I love garlic. I'm always using garlic.
You can't get enough garlic.
You can't. Well, some people can. So you get your oil and garlic hot. Add your sugar snap peas. You don't have to cut them or anything. Give maybe 1 to 2 minutes maximum, tossing all the while. And if you want a bit of bite, then add some crushed red chili pepper. Gives you a nice, lovely little bite.
But you had mentioned arugula.
Yes. Arugula is a lovely green. It's also known as rocket.
Rocket.
Yeah. They are the same. The earlier, the better, because they're so tender. They have this lovely multi-lobed leaf, bright green, wonderful to dress with a very simple dressing. An arugula salad by itself is a luxury. It's luxurious, but it's not going to be very expensive in the early spring, especially when they've just come on. Arugula, because it stays green, is great to use in a pesto.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should substitute arugula for the entire amount of basil, but you definitely could. And then you'd have a lovely green pesto. You could have arugula and parsley instead of basil in a pesto. and use pistachio nuts, and it makes a great pesto.
In the springtime, my dad would go out and gather those young, early, fresh dandelion greens.
Oh, dandelion greens are great. And
later on, you don't want to be doing that.
No, but in the early spring.
Yeah. It's just a suggestion if you're in that panic mode that comes at the very tail end of winter and you're thinking, I don't know if I can survive until spring actually gets here. Get some of these greens. Dandelion greens might be something of choice. And also, be sure and come back next week for
The Food Guys. Dum 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 d